So what are the challenges faced by the rural businesses? Rural businesses often encounter a unique set of challenges that can hinder their growth and sustainability. So what are those challenges? Let's look at one by one. So restricted market access. So as we said, many a times these people are selling the products to a middleman because they don't have direct access to the end user. Inadequate infrastructure, because you don't have adequate infrastructure for material handling. So many a times we saw in the brick example, the clay, etc., will be carried on the backs of donkeys or mules. So they have very basic infrastructure. Many a times they still use bullock carts, etc., for transporting their material. Challenges in capital acquisition. So capital is not easily available. So unless the business is profitable, they are at the mercy of money lenders. Shortage of skilled manpower. In many of the areas, the necessary skills may not be available. And that is the reason in rural businesses, they many a time still work with outdated and traditional methods where possibly they could do things more skillfully, more efficiently by using modern methods. Limited resources for business development. So since they have limited market access, growing the business or developing the business is also somewhere restricted. And they continue to produce what they have been producing year after year without much change. So sometimes there are people who are very enterprising. Like, for example, you know, if you look at pottery, there are people who today are making pots, which can be, which are advertised to be, like they make the water as cool as a refrigerator. They make it out of special material with special techniques, etc. But this kind of innovation is very limited, partly because of, they continue to stick to traditional methods and there are no inputs available to them for new developments. The next part is income fluctuations. So many a times, the industry they are in are very seasonal in nature. Or like we saw in the brick business, that during monsoon, they don't have much, manufacturing activity because they cannot fire the kiln. And they only can sell whatever they have produced and they have the inventories. Regulatory complexities, because they don't really understand the regulations. So wherever there are certain regulations, etc., they are at a loss to understand the regulations or comply with the regulations. Competition from urban areas. So many a times the urban industries will tend to compete and eat into their business. So one of the area which comes to my mind is again blacksmithy tools and implementation. So traditionally the tools, spades or sickles, etc., which were being made by the rural artisans, if they are made by more organized industry in the urban areas, it's very understandable that they can make it much cheaper with mechanization, and this becomes a competition to the urban areas. And because of the disadvantages that the rural manufacturer faces, certainly they are at a loss when compared to urban suppliers. And supply chain constraints. So supply chain constraints are basically constraints that you do not have the skills available, or sometimes certain functions are totally absent in the rural economies. So going further, what are the challenges faced by the rural businesses? Evolving consumer trends. They are somewhere isolated or detached from the consumer trends. And what we said, that they continue to follow the traditional methods and making the same product. So this is another challenge. And this can be, of course, overcome by people who can actually act as the catalyst between the rural artisans and the consumer trends in the developed areas. Technological limitations, both in terms of affordability and also in terms of feasibility, because in rural areas, many places you don't have a reliable power supply, etc. So adopting technology, also there may be a challenge in terms of maintenance, because if you have certain machines, etc., and if it requires any maintenance or if there is a breakdown, then you have to call the technician from a city. Until such time, the equipment or the machine may not be usable. So there are technological limitations also when you are talking of the rural areas. Economic sensitivity, naturally, because economics, they are very, very sensitive. They are working with very low margins, etc. Unlike how you see it in a urban area. So in terms of the investments, capital investments, etc., they have a limitation. Community disconnection, they are also sometimes disconnected from the community. Lack of training facilities, unlike cities, etc., there may not be a proper training facility for the crafts, etc. The traditional crafts, they are already aware of, but for new techniques or new management practices, etc., they are not exposed to the trainings because there are no facilities. Marketing challenges, we have already seen this, because certainly they are good at making the products, but they are not so good at marketing the products. And many times they are at the mercy of the middlemen to whom they are selling the product. Difficulty in competing with larger businesses. So although we have certain restrictions, in terms of businesses where large businesses can participate. So there are businesses where only the rural or the small scale industries can participate. Nevertheless, in other areas, they can face competition, and it can be quite daunting, because of the scale of the operations. With very small scale of operations, the economy of scale will be against the rural business. So addressing these challenges often requires targeted policies, investment in infrastructure, and community support to foster a more conducive environment for rural business growth. And as we discuss, we know what needs to be done to actually encourage the rural businesses. Some of the differences between urban and rural supply chain. Question arises, are they same or are they different? So certainly they are different, and let's look at how they are different. So urban and rural supply chains exhibit significant differences owing to their unique characteristics and operational context. So these distinctions between rural and urban supply chains carry various implications across multiple dimensions. And what are those dimensions? One is market size and demand. So naturally, when you're looking at the rural economy or supply chain, the market size for rural is very, very small. For urban supply chain, the markets are big. The demands are big. Market access, rural, obviously there is a limitation. Urban, the limitations are less because they have a much wider reach, much wider market access. Infrastructure, because in the urban areas, you have the infrastructure, you have mechanization, power availability, resources are there, skilled manpower is there. All these can become a constraint in the rural economy. Transportation, again, you have many choices when it comes to the urban areas. Rural areas, you have few options, and there could be a monopoly or a duopoly. They may be at the mercy of this few people who are operating in rural areas. Supplier availability, again, the same thing. There may not be too many suppliers owing to the narrow geographical reach of the rural business. So this can be another limitation. Technology adoption, because one is the awareness, the education for use of technology. Number two is affordability. So technology adoption can be a little slow, or in some cases may not be possible as far as the rural economy is concerned, whereas this is not an option in urban areas. I mean, urban areas are at an advantage in this area. Product variety and specialization. So being closer to the markets and the end consumer, the variety and specialization is much better in urban areas. Rural areas, they are slightly isolated, and hence they are at a disadvantage. Cost structure, we already saw that because of the scale of operations, these cost structures will be in favor of the urban areas. Rural area, yes, they have lower cost in terms of expectations, in terms of margins, but nevertheless, the productivity is also low. So this contributes to a higher cost also in terms of logistics, etc. So that is the next part, the logistics cost. Even in terms of competition, there may not be much competition or much to choose from. So it's many a times take it or leave it as far as logistics is concerned, which means that maybe they are paying higher for the logistics. And also rural areas, because they have to transport over a longer distance, the costs are also higher as compared to the urban areas. Regulatory environment, so we already discussed that they, because of the education and awareness, they may lack the necessary awareness about regulations, etc. Again, where the urban businesses are at an advantage. Customer relationship, I would say, is equal in both the places. The difference will be in terms of market reach. The customers that a urban business will have may be much wider, whereas in a rural area, it may be much narrow, because the number of customers that a rural business deals with may be much smaller. Risk factors, so there are more risks for a rural business, partly because of infrastructure, partly because of the development, etc. And the risk can come in many ways, right, from, you know, availability of resources, power failures, etc., dependence on technology. So risk factors, again, the urban supply chains are more resilient in this aspect. Sustainability and environmental impact. Again, sustainability, because we are using more of traditional methods, we are using traditional fuels, etc., the rural supply chains may have a lot to improve upon in this particular area. Community engagement. Again, here the rural supply chain will have a limited access as compared to an urban supply chain. Urban supply chain will have a far better access and a community engagement, partly because of their reach and the tools which are available to them. And crisis resilience, again, we already looked at the risk factors. So even in case of a crisis, etc., rural areas, in fact, they are at a higher risk because of the number of factors which play a role, you know, and the number of things going wrong is higher in a rural setup than in an urban setup. So that also puts them at a poor resilience in terms of any crisis. So these differences impact how businesses in urban and rural settings operate, strategize and respond to challenges in their respective supply chain. Now, let's look at some of the examples of supply chain for rural business. So, there exist different patterns or categories where we can try to see different supply chains existing today for rural businesses, and they largely depend on the nature of the products which are being handled by the supply chain. So here are some of the examples of the supply chain specially tailored for the rural business. So farm to table restaurant. So here this is a partnership where from farm you have the produce, farm produce, delivered to the restaurant, etc., and you are avoiding a middleman in the process. So here the farm cafe is one of the example. Tooth Mountain, this is again another example from Karjat. So they focus on the local organic sourcing for its menu. The USP here is, one, it's an organic produce, which is, it's a value addition that you're doing. And the number two is that you're avoiding any middleman. You're directly, the farmer is selling the product to the restaurant, which is the end consumer in this particular case. Organic crop cooperative, this is the second example. And here the example given is Shrestha Natural Bioproducts. So markets organic product under the brand 24 Mantra Organic. So similar thing, you are encouraging the farmers to produce organically, you're educating them, you're taking the produce and you're marketing it directly to the end consumers, thus eliminating again the middlemen, and with the result that the farmers actually get a better value for the product by eliminating the middlemen. The middlemen here will be only the agency which will be charging a nominal charge, for facilitating the business. Small scale craft breweries. So example given here is Bira 91. So they source local ingredients and support sustainable practices in brewing. Not much aware of this case, but the example is pretty evident. Beekeeping and honey production. So here the example given is Satmaha honey. So they produce the honey and other natural products and sourcing it from the beekeeper. Again, the USP here is that you are directly taking the producer and connecting him with the end user or the consumer. And the agency acts as just a mediator or a facilitator. Local seed production. Example given is Nuzi Vida seeds. So one of the largest seed companies in India, focusing on hybrid seeds for local farmers. So here, they are supplying seeds to the farmers, and I presume that they are supplying the hybrid quality which yields maximum in terms of productivity, so that they get maximum yield, per tree or per plant, and gives you a better produce in terms of quality, etc. And all this happens at a reasonable cost. So they also, the farmers are benefited by getting a product at a reasonable cost, which helps them also improve their profit. Artisanal cheese maker. So here, number of examples, Casa del cheese, Himalayan cheese, Happy Cow cheese. So this produces artisanal cheese and supports local dairy farmers. So here, many a times, they are also educating the artisan cheesemakers in the techniques of, processing the cheese or the milk in the right way, and then carrying the process to their own unit where they finish the cheese and make it ready for marketing. So both gain in the process. The cheese manufacturer gets the right quality product, and the artisan cheesemakers, they get the right value for their produce. Furniture manufacturing. So example given here is Chumbak. designs and sells furniture and home decor, often using local artisans. I think self-explanatory, I don't have to explain here. Tourism and eco-adventure businesses, grassroots journeys, so facilitates rural tourism experiences, partnering with local communities. So there are some local, this kind of organizations, or rather I would say enterprises, which also, you know, do this hiking, tracking, river rafting, which is again part of the eco or adventure tourism, you can say. And this is again driving the rural business. Mobile farming or mobile farmers market, which is Kisan Connect. So it's an online platform that connects farmers directly with the consumers, promoting local produce. So they are basically, again, people who are connecting the farmers and the fresh produce directly to the consumers. Renewable energy project, Renew is the company, and develops renewable energy projects in rural areas, promoting sustainable energy solutions. Things like wind power, solar power, and you know, you are producing green energy in the process. So these examples illustrate how rural businesses can leverage local resources and networks to create effective and sustainable supply chain. So we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.